you're not as strong as usual, but at least the band isn't as long as it was last time. Wow, I was really bad.
Well, I thought Bill was going to be next control tonight, but I don't hear him.
Bill, are you in there?
KO4FT.
KB2DMD. You're going out either way. Because I'll tell you something, Bob, if they really have the power to do that, They sure wouldn't be leaking it to the New York Times and the Associated Press. They'd be keeping it under wraps so they could actually implement it. Now, the reason that every time you turn on the mainstream news and you're hearing stuff like this is because they want you to believe it. They want you to believe it because they don't have the power to do these things. Maybe on a very limited basis, but not on a nationwide sweeping basis. They're very afraid, Bob, because they know that they did something so horribly illegal and treasonous, it has no precedent in American history. They know this. And they're scared. It's like a little kid when he gets caught, you know, when he, not only gets caught, when he's done something really bad, like, you know, break the neighbor's window or, you know, or whatever, you know, little boys than that now. Right away, he would be very, very frightened because he knew that at the end of the day, there was an ass-whipping waiting for him when his dad found out, you know? And this is the same way that thieves feel. They know in their heart of hearts they've committed probably the greatest crime that's ever been perpetrated in America. And this is why they're frightened. Nancy Pelosi is frightened. That's why they've got tens of thousands of troops stationed in Washington, D.C. They're scared to death, Bob. KAHKFY in the Liberty Net. This is KBQDMD.
That is correct. They are scared of what we're going to do, the Trump supporters. Remember, over 74,000 Trump supporters have joined the board, but the Biden supporters don't know which direction to go. But they don't know whether they're a boy or a girl. They don't know whether they're going to grow 100-yard pass or a boy 100-yard pass. Let me turn down the SDR. So I was at Bed Bath & Beyond today. You'll like this. Bed Bath & Beyond today, I had to return some tanks that were guaranteed and they failed. So I took them in, I had the machine, I had the seat, and I had the document. They're guaranteed 2 years. You can hear about it 26 years. The rule says, well, I don't know if we can return. I said, right there, young man, it says 10 years guaranteed. With a bond on 2016. 2016 for you get 5 years. So there's a guarantee. So then they asked me for my credit card. They put them on my account, but I'm going to go buy another check. They're going to put them on my account. Then they asked me for my driver's license. I said, why don't you give my driver's license when I just gave it to the same credit card that's on that machine? Won't keep your driver's license. I said, do you realize the driver's license to vote for the highest authority in the United States of America, the President of the United States, is a group that doesn't want us to use our driver's license and identify ourselves. Now, mind you, she was a young black female, and she said, well, that's different. I just returned carrying a pair of jeans. Here's my test card. That's the kind of bullshit that is every day, goes like that, all right, Richie?
You know, Bob, I just want to qualify my previous remarks. As far as the administration being scared, I didn't mean to imply that the law-abiding gun owners in this country would ever turn to any kind of violence, because we wouldn't do that. They're scared. Well, what scares a politician more than anything, Bob? Not getting reelected. That's what they're scared of. Pelosi and Schumer, they're so screwed up in their heads. Scared that somebody's going to take a poke at them. But, they can put that worry out of their heads because nobody's going to shoot at these people. I mean, they're so locked in their gated communities to begin with. But even if they're out walking the streets, nobody's going to walk up to them and threaten them with violence. They're scared because they know they did something wrong.
did do something wrong. How does Alexander Cortez, the Chief of Police, and that crazy Governor Omar, I'm just so amazed that they keep on getting reelected. But as deaths have gone up in Ohio by 30%, now the American people are seeing what's taking away those jobs of that crisis.
Put the squeeze on, and, after a while, it's just not going to go their way, people will bear it until a point that they can't bear it anymore, as far as some of these real creeps getting reelected, look at Schumer, look at Kennedy, they reelected Marion Barry after he got caught with crack cocaine. They re-elect Hank Johnson after he said Guam might sink, or cops might even tip over if we put too much Navy equipment on the island. So, libtards have traditionally re-elected idiots to office, Bob, over and over and over again. The solution is not term limits. The solution isn't modifying the Constitution or changing the Constitution. The solution is a better educated electorate, obviously. We could go around and around on that. But anyway, why don't you head it up to Lowry and let him make a transmission. So, and then who knows? Maybe call for check-in. Somebody might join us. Somebody might actually be able to hear us. Bob, KNJRY and the Liberty Net. This is KB2 DMD.
Well, I'm hearing you from Ohio now. I turned down the SDR, so KB2 DMD, I am hearing you. Thank you for listening to NPR. I want to shout out to Miss Laura, Miss Laura, and I'm assuming Mr. Marty's listening on NPR. So, as he said, let me see what Larry has to offer. On my radio. Go ahead.
Okay, I think I got the go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, you got the go ahead, Lar.
Okay, then. Alright. We'll see how we can do here. Let's see. This is Iran. This is from USA Today. Sailors from C-7 Korean tanker to be released. This is from Iran. The sailors from a South Korean tanker seized in the Persian Gulf by Iranian troops last month are free to leave the country. Iran State TV said Tuesday. Foreign Ministry spokesman Shahid Karavidia said a legal investigation into the tanker and its captain would continue. Iran maintains the tanker and its 20 members. Were stopped because of the vessel's environmental pollution, a claim rejected by the vessel's owner. The report did not say when the sailors might be released. The Georgia Senate Republicans introduced bills to limit mail voting. So that sounds good. Republicans in Georgia State Senate introduced a raft of voting legislation, moving quickly to seek new limitations and requirements after Democrats won the presidential election and 2 U.S. Senate runoffs in the once reliable red state. Democrats say the bills would suppress legal votes. The bills introduced include proposals to restrict who can vote absentee by mail, require a photo ID for those who do not vote absentee by mail, or do vote, requiring a photo ID for those who do vote absentee by mail, ban ballot drop boxes and block outside groups from sending out absentee ballot applications. So hopefully all that will pass and we'll get a lot of stuff straightened out there, especially in Georgia. So that sounds good. Now I've got a really good article here, I think, from about the Chinese. The Chinese are really about to take over our country, gentlemen. If not already. They own a lot of our land. So let's see, I had a good article here and I hit the wrong thing and got it all messed up. Let me see if I can get it back. If not already, then another thing that I have. I guess in my RF. I think I've got it back here. Let's see how it goes. Okay. Let me go back down here. They go haywire. We got just a little bit of RF coming back into them. And they don't want to look at it. It's good for me anyway. But give me good smell. I think I can get something going here again. Okay. It says, consider this a heads up. China, what we do not know, this is an email that I got. It's a heck of a nice article about the Chinese. In the future, China will employ millions of American workers and dominate thousands of small businesses all over the United States. Chinese acquisition. Well, it keeps going on. So let me go ahead and read another article here. Reading on the computer. You guys hear about the two FBI agents killed, 300 in Florida. Two FBI agents were killed and three wounded in a shooting Tuesday while agents were serving a warrant in a child exploitation case in Florida, according to the FBI. The suspect also died during the standoff. The FBI and officers from multiple agencies were serving a warrant at 6:04 a.m. at the Water Terrace Apartments Complex in Sunrise, Florida, when a person inside started shooting. A spokeswoman for the Sunrise Police Department said the suspect was not identified, then barricaded himself in the residence. A team of law enforcement officers were there to execute a federal court order warrant in furtherance of a violent crimes against children case. The FBI Director Christopher Ray identified the agents who were killed as Daniel Thompson and Lawrence Schwarzenberger. The director said two of the three were in a Florida hospital. The third agent did not require hospitalization. In accordance with the policy, the shooting incident is under investigation by the FBI's Inspection Division. The review process is thorough and objective and is conducted as seriously as possible under the circumstances, the FBI says. That's how many rounds were fired. Valley Smith said that there were too many to count. Julius McCann, whose house is next to the apartment complex, told the Supreme Court the fire erupted when about 4 shots, about 6 minutes. He thought it was a car that time, but 2 minutes later, he was in the alley with about 5 shots. He went outside and looked over his fence at police cars and ambulances rushing. Then he saw officers working on someone lying on the ground that was loaded into an ambulance. A SWAT team appeared with officers deer. Then they went around the building yelling, "Go, go, go." McLamott said he couldn't see the apartment where the shooting happened from his location. Sunrise Police said on Twitter that several roads were closed because of the heavy police presence. All the residents of the apartment urged residents to stay inside for the ongoing investigation. Officers gathered outside a hospital in Fort Lauderdale where victims were taken. In the life of the two agents, Tuesday morning marked the deadliest day for the Bureau since 2013, when two agents. Training exercises for the FBI, the Elite Hostage Rescue Team. Warrant operation has proved especially dangerous for the FBI agent. Cameron agent was wounded while serving a warrant near Albuquerque, New Mexico. Derek Castillo Garcia, 32, was later charged with assault on a federal officer and a felon in possession of a firearm. In 2008, Special Agent Sam Hicks was fatally shot while serving a warrant near Pittsburgh as part of an investigation into a violent drug trafficking group. So, there's a lot of stuff going on there, sounds like, in that scenario. We'll go ahead and pass it back to see how the band is there. Hopefully, it may improve a little bit. If not, maybe we can continue on, and hopefully it will continue to get so back to you there, Paul. From M4RLQ, Larry in Tennessee.
All right, yeah, thank you. I can just get the time, but I do exactly what you were reading about the FBI agent, so thank you. Let me see if there's anybody else who's been
Yeah, I couldn't hear over. check, check. There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Center, center. 1, 2, 3.
Anyway, Bob, I don't have any news to tell, so I'll just be sitting here listening. I do appreciate you fellows that do have the computers and look, can look up that stuff. So I'll just be sitting here listening. KD4RSA back to JOR. Over.
All right, Mr. Bellickin, it's a pleasure to hear everybody, but it's always exciting to hear your voice boom.
Step 1, 2.
It's kind of weird how I can't hear Larry
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And I can hear you at the last one. But, all right, sir, thank you. Mr. Larry,
go down all the way.
You took my thunder on the FBI agent's story. I wonder what your next story is. KADJY.
Okay, I've got you a little bit there now.
All right, we'll take a
look if we can get to this one again. This is regarding the China.
Down there.
Consider this a heads up. China, what we do not know, a little known reality. In the future, China will employ millions of American workers and dominate thousands of small communities all over the United States. Chinese acquisition of U.S. businesses set a record last year. Smithfield Foods is the largest pork producer in South Central in the world. It has a facility that employs tens of thousands of Americans. It directly owns contracts with 2,100 others. But now a Chinese company has $4.7 billion, and that means that the Chinese will now be the most important in dozens of rural communities all over the world. Thanks in part to a massively bloated trade deficit with China, the Chinese have trillions of dollars to spend. They are only starting to exercise the economic muscle. It's important to keep in mind that there is often not much of a difference between the Chinese government and Chinese corporations. In 2011, 43% of all companies in China produced by companies for the Chinese government had a controlling interest. Last year, a Chinese company spent $2.6 billion to purchase AMC Entertainment, one of the largest movie theater chains in the United States. Now that Chinese company controls more movie ticket sales than anyone else in the world. China is just relying on acquisitions to... is not just relying on acquisitions to expand its economic power. Economic beachheads are being established all over America. For example, Golden Dragon.
Check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Thomasville, Alabama. Many of the residences of Thomasville, Alabama will be glad to have jobs. But it will also become yet another community that will now be heavily dependent on communist China. And guess where Chinese companies are putting their roots? Detroit. Chinese-owned companies are investing in American businesses and new vehicle technology, selling everything from seatbelts to shock absorbers and retail stores, and hiring experienced engineers and designers to soak up the talent and expertise of domestic automakers and their suppliers. If you recently purchased an American-made vehicle, there's a good chance that it has several Chinese parts in it. Industry analysts have to put a number on the Chinese suppliers in the United States. China seems particularly interested in acquiring energy resources in the United States. For example, China is now mining for coal in the mountains of Tennessee, which is where I'm at.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Gongsheng Energy Holdings Group spent $616 million. $616 million to acquire Triple H Coal Company. Company in Jacksboro, Tennessee, which is another area not very far from where I live. At that time, that acquisition really didn't make much news. But conservatives in Tennessee is trying to stop the Chinese from blowing up their mountains and taking their coal. And soon, China may want to build entire cities in the United States, just like they have been doing in other countries. Right now, China is actually building a city larger than Manhattan, just outside Minsk, the capital of Belarus. Are you starting to get the picture? China is on the rise. If you doubt this, just read the following. When you total imports and exports, China is now the number one trading nation on the entire planet. Let's take a break. I guess it's coming up a little higher here. N4ROQ. Okay, let's see. Here we start again. China. When you total up the imports and exports, China is now the number one trading nation on the entire planet. Overall, the U.S. has run a trade deficit with China over the past decade that comes to more than $2.3 trillion. China has more foreign currency reserves than anyone else on the planet. China now has the largest new car market in the entire world. China now produces more than twice as many automobiles as the United States does. After being bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, General Motors is involved in 11. To get that, 11 joint ventures with Chinese companies. China is the number one gold producer in the world. The uniforms for the U.S. Olympic team were made in China. 85% of all artificial Christmas trees the world over are made in China. The new World Trade Center Tower in New York is going to include glass imported from China. China itself, the consumer energy in the United States does. China is now an aggregate, the leading manufacturer of goods in the entire world. China uses more cement than the rest of the world combined. China is now the number one producer of wind and solar power on the entire globe. China produces 3 times as much coal and 11 times as much steel as the United States does. 11 times as much steel as the United States does. China produces more than 90% of the global supply of rare earth elements. That's 90% of the global supply of rare earth elements. China is now the number one supplier of components that are critical to the operation of any national defense system. In published scientific research articles, China is expected to become number one in the world very shortly, and what we have seen so far may just be the tip of the iceberg. For now, I will leave you with one piece of advice. Learn to speak Chinese. You are going to need it. Man, I thought this was a wonderful article. Really. Well, look at what we've done over the last 30 or 40 years. We have made China rich, and they have purchased the United States for the most part. They own a lot of own one large port off the coast of on the coast of California, the port of entry. And maybe more by this time, but it's unbelievable what they own in the United States. So I believe they do own a lot of investment in the news agencies. So China is really controlling our nations to a big extent right now, and we're going to have to do something about it. They're going to own everything. They own our farm. They can control our food right now with the acquisition of the group that they just bought, and Smithfield Farms. So it's unbelievable what's happened to our world. So in the United States. So back to you, Bob. KAHJOY from N4ROQ on the Liberty Net.
N4ROQ.
WKJY. It makes me wonder why people are even allowing the Chinese to purchase these items of ours. Politics. If you all remember, there was all this shitstorm about AOC. They were so scared. AOC wasn't even in the Capitol building where all the action was going down. If she was in her office, she was in a Canada building, which is nearby, but a different building. But of course, we didn't get to the music and just assume that she was in the Capitol building. Of course, Representative Nancy Pelosi from South Carolina, who has an office in the same hall of D.C., two doors away, with never any rioters in their hallway. So there was never any physical danger from rioters coming in at any point. Okay, they made it clear that she didn't know who was at her door, quote and unquote, she wrote. Sharing a report from Newsweek. Less of the steps by the media to ban fictitious news claims are dangerous. My office is two doors down, they said. Insurrectionists never stormed our hallway. It never happened, but yet the media did not cover that. Is there nothing MSN, mainstream media, won't politicize, he questioned. Let's see, it says, check out the Netflix report on reporting on AOC explanations of the events unfolding. Okay, so Cortez said that rioters actually entered her office, forced her to take refuge inside her bathroom after her legislative director, Geraldo Bancama Chavez, told her to hide, run and hide. However, she was never in her office. Telling the news media. So I ran back into my office, quote unquote. I slammed my door. There's another kind of like back area of my office, and I opened it. And there's a closet in a bathroom, and I jumped into the bathroom, quote unquote. The members of the mob banged against the door, came to the police. That was the moment where I thought everything was over. I can remember the woman that's two doors down said there was no protesters in the hallway. There was never a threat, and O'Kane was never in her room at the time of the event. He's a wackadoodle. So we've got a congressperson that's representing New York, and she's just a bold-faced liar. It's amazing. It's the same girl, and I don't know if everybody's ever heard it, but she didn't understand what a carbon disposal was. About 3 or 4 years ago, when she went to go off and she ran a bus and had a garbage disposal, and she made a video that it was quite a garbage disposal that was pretty amazing. But that's it. Let me see. I'll go back to Mr. Moe to see if he has any comments, and we'll see if there's anybody else out there. So, Mr. Moe, K-A-J-O-Y. Anything to add? Over.
I don't have nothing to add. I'm just sitting here listening. The only thing I'll say is government is not our government, and it's true that I don't know what to do about it, but it is communist, and that's for sure. That's all I'll just turn it to you, Bob. KDZRSA, over.
You've seen a lot of things coming over the time here on Earth, so have I, Mr. Moe, but it is frightening where this leadership, this, you know, fake presidency, he couldn't get out of the basement to rally, and when he had a rally, there were just hundreds of people, but yet he wasn't satisfied, that's sad. Let me see if there's anybody else that bans his tone a little bit. CQ, is there any chance I'm checking for the Western United Nations?
Okay, that's pretty clear.
K1FJQ. Really a good signal. Let me let me type it in here real quick so I can see what we're dealing with. So, K1FAQ, I don't have anything listed. Do I have it right?
201, Hotspot, Juliet, go.
I don't know. Hold on a second. Mr. J in the state of Connecticut, over.
Yeah, that is true. Name is Jerry Juliet, out of Connecticut, and we're here in, that is correct, Connecticut, Shelton, Connecticut.
Roger, roger. Well, welcome to the Wednesday. There is a, I think, a bottom of my list, so let me hand it to you for some of your comments. K1FJDKHJOY.
Okay, Alpha 8, J-O-Y, hey, love that call there, nice making your contact, and hello to everybody, I'm from the next day,
Kind of a quick check, but what's your final thought? 2 DMV, KAJY.
Yeah, Bob, KAJY, KB2DMV returning. Yeah, very good.
Well, the band's improving.
And as far as the fear, you know, with AOC, Pelosi, you know what this is, Bob? First of all, people shouldn't be discouraged by all the doom and gloom. You know, learning to speak Chinese and all that. If you just draw a breath, take a minute, wind your watch, and look at the logistics of implementing a lot of these doom and gloom scenarios. It's not happening, man. It's not happening. And they want us to be scared. They want us to be apathetic. They want us to throw in the towel. And, but when you look at things subjectively, and, it's a lot of this crap, the 99% of it is impossible to implement. It stopped them from flying, but Americans are very resourceful, and, especially when their back is against the wall. And, this has nothing to do with violence. It has to do with peaceful resistance. And I just don't see a lot of this happening. The thing with the fear on the part of these treasonous individuals, I don't even want to call them politicians. They're just criminals. And they're guilty of high treason, and they know it. See, that's the thing. That's when the Holy Spirit puts a check in your spirit. Even an atheist knows the difference between right and wrong. You could go into darkest Africa, where they have no idea of religion at all. And I don't even like to use the word religion, because ultimately what you want is a relationship with the risen Christ, not a ritualized form of religion. All that does is get you dead, There's no merit to, any type of religious system like that. But, you could go to a place where they just have no concept of Christianity whatsoever. And those people will still know the difference between right and wrong. So what we've got here, we've got a bunch of people that have abandoned, they've abandoned any concept of Christ. They've abandoned, for the most part, even that check that the Holy Spirit puts into you to let you know that you've done something wrong. I mean, even a kid, a little kid, of 5 years old that shoplifts a piece of bazooka bubblegum, he's scared, Bob. He's scared because in his heart he knows he did something wrong. And this is where they're at. And Bob, they're terrified because they know in their heart of hearts there's going to be a get back. Now, there's going to be some punishment for that. Now, whether or not it's the punishment is going to come in the form of a carnal one, where they're not reelected, but they're ostracized. They wouldn't even be able to get a job as a toilet attendant because of their misdeeds. Or whatever it is, they're scared. Fear makes people behave irrationally. And fear, often, makes people dangerous. But in the case of these treasonous people that, put their hand on the word of God and swear an oath to obey and defend and protect the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic, with them, their fear is it's going to drive them to do really, really ridiculous things, most of which cannot be implemented given the logistics of it. And, you know, like I always say, you know, like Sun Tzu said, never interrupt your enemy while he's making a mistake. So, to me, you know, a lot of this is really laughable. You know, they think that they have some kind of power. They've got the news media in their pocket, the corporate news media, so they're constantly leaking or planning stories saying, oh, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, and the Trump supporters are going to be rounded up, and they're going to take away all the guns, and the Chinese communists are going to come in and they're going to administer the country, and oh, woe to you, you're going to be screwed, Mr. and Mrs. Trump supporter. You have no idea what kind of power we have. Well, the only person that does something like that, Bob, is somebody that has no power at all. They want their paper tigers. They want to make you think that they have power, and they don't. And this is why, you know, hey, you take it one day at a time. You see what this is. We all know what it is. It's an illegal regime, and they know what it is. They know that they are caught with their hands in the biggest cookie jar in history, man. And, they're fearful. And they're going to behave irrationally. They're going to make mistakes. They're going to make, you know, very costly mistakes, ones that will not bode well for them, you know, in their political future. It has nothing to do with violence, has nothing to do with people rising up and shooting at them. Not at all. They are going to fail, Bob. They are going to fail on their face because they did wrong, and they did wrong in a major way. And let's face it, wrong eventually will be right. It cannot stand. So, and they know this. In their heart of hearts, no matter how big an atheist they are, they know this. And that's the reason for the fear. So these are really interesting times. Granted, it's going to be tough. Yeah, fuel prices are going to go sky high. A lot of stuff is going to go sky high. There's going to be shortages. But, you know, like I said, Americans are resourceful already. Most Americans have started to plan for the worst and continue to do so. That's more than I can say for these treasonous individuals in office. They think that no matter what they do, their bread is always going to be buttered on both sides, and I got news for them. It's not going to be that way. They might be riding high for the moment, but look at this administration, Bob. Look at what these people are doing. They are going in circles. They don't know what to do first. They don't know what to do next. This is a government that's in total disarray, and when an organization is in disarray like that, it cannot stand. It has to implode. If you ran just a small company, a small maker of, roller skates, and you ran it the way they're trying to run this government, you'd fall on your face. You'd be bankrupt in a month. So all I can say is just watch them, keep pace, look at the way they're moving, and you move accordingly to ensure the safety of your household, to the extent possible, the best that you can, and they are going to collapse, man. They are going to implode. There's no other logical thing that can happen. It might take, 10 years, it might take 20, but eventually, this will not stand. There's no possible way that it can. With the executive orders, with everything that's going on, with this illegal administration, they're obviously inept. They don't know what to do first. They don't know what to do next. They're going crazy. And I'm content to sit back and watch them go crazy. And in the meantime, I'm doing what I can to make sure that we're provided for here. And I think if everybody does that, we can weather this storm. It's obviously going to be quite stormy, but America has faced storms in the past. We've come through them, and we'll come through this. I'm very confident of that, Bob. K-A-J-O-Y and the Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD.
KB2DMD, J-O-Y. I like that thing, except do not, let me see if I have it right. Do not interrupt your enemy while he's making the sentence.
Yeah, dude, you know, never interrupt. I think that was Sun Tzu. I don't know. It might have been Napoleon. I don't know. But never interrupt your enemy while he's making a mistake, right?
Wow, that is wonderful. I love that. Go ahead, Jackson.
Yeah, W-2-G-I-O. W-2-G-I-O, over the spot.
Good afternoon, Mr. Frank. Well, we can I'm going to write off the bat, hand it back to you, and say good evening, and welcome, and tell us what's on your mind while I take you to the net monitor.
Okay. Let's see. Everything is calculating here? Sure. At the station in Connecticut, I'm hearing you just fine. Actually, it's coming in here pretty good, and I'm over here in Fishkill, New York, so not that far away from you. Anyhow, just on the same note of talking about Connecticut, and I'll bring this up just because you may be interested in this. There's a magnet school in Hartford, and the guy that runs the school is a guy that by the name of Dr. Stephen Perry, and this magnet school is a public school, and it's fed by there's about 40 other schools in that district, and so the kids that go to his magnet school are just plain old kids that come from the other schools, and they have a quota of how many kids they can take each year. But the interesting thing about it is, being it's an inner city school, all of the kids that graduate from that school go on to college. And so this guy has actually done some really good things and figured out how to make how to be able to get these kids to learn and to graduate and to go on to college. The funny thing is, the other 40 schools in that district have not shown up to his school to find out what he's doing, and neither have the administrators. It's been like five or six administrators in the time that he's at that school, not one of them has shown up in his school to see what he's doing different to have this happen. So at any rate, this guy is going around all around the country and visiting, talking to teachers in big meetings and basically talking about school choice and vouchers and allowing the money to go with the student in order for the student to get a choice as to where they get educated, and pointing out that the teachers' unions are not at all interested in, the only thing they're interested in is maintaining the employment for the teachers. They're not particularly nearly as interested in whether the students are learning or not. So, it's really interesting that this guy is actually creating a stir. And it actually went down, it kind of got filtered down into the Washington, D.C. area. They actually, the Washington, D.C. was the lowest performing school district in the country, and the highest cost of to go to school, $19,000 a year. But that's another story. But on another note, talking about like the elections and the election fraud and the activity, I was talking to some of my IBM buddies today, and I was mentioning about a woman that was represented by Jay Sekulow, and it's an organization called True to Vote, and it's basically lay people that are being taught how to monitor the voting systems. And this woman, she put together a non-profit organization, and in order to get her the non-profit status, the IRS would just harassing her, and but she actually was a business person. The next thing you know, her business was being harassed by the IRS, and also OSHA came in and you know, over the years that they had the business, they had never been harassed, and there was never the amount of interest in how their business was running. So she was basically being targeted because she had started this organization called True to Vote. And Trey Gowdy was actually talking about her, you know, while he was in the House of Representatives and in some of these hearings. So, but then it even goes a little further than that, because you can go back a bit further, and I was listening to some talks by some people that were probably a little bit controversial, but if you go back and listen to their talks, you'll find out what they spoke about was relevant to today, but at the time, nobody wanted to hear it. And these are people like Malcolm X, who was a civil rights leader way back in the 70s and 80s, I think. And then it's got Louis Farrakhan. So those two people, I've listened to some of their talks recently, and I was really interested in how they identified some of the shenanigans that has been going on for a long time, and they were being targeted back then, and so now, well, be careful, because you think it's your turn is not going to come, but it will. So here we are. Anyhow, that's my thoughts here. WTGIO.
All right, I think it was more like 13 cents, but that's good. WTGIO, KHLI, I appreciate your input. But that mean I'm going to run up to Mr. Larry and or ROQ. Mr. Larry, what do you have for your final thoughts?
Okay, well, thank you. I believe, congratulations, Ernie, over there. You're sounding great down here. And Frank also, and Rich, you guys are coming in fine there. So the Russian, this is from USA Today, the Russian vaccine appears safe. I haven't looked on the internet to check anything. I'm just kind of reading out of USA Today. So the Russian scientists say that country Sputnik 5 vaccine is ineffective against COVID-19 according to early results of an advanced study published Tuesday in a British medical journal. The boost for the vaccine, which governments around the world are purchasing in a race to stop the devastation caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Researchers said that based on a small trial involving about 20,000 people in Russia, the vaccine is about 90% effective and appears to be to prevent inoculated individuals from becoming serious or severely ill with COVID-19. Years later, as Sputnik 5 stopped the transmission, the study was published online Tuesday in The Lancet. Scientists are linked to the research acknowledge that the speed at which the vaccine was made and rolled out had brought criticism of the Russian efforts, unseemly haste, corner cutting, and absence of transparency. But the outcome reported to his quarter, British scientist Ian Jones and Polly Roy wrote in an accompanying commentary, another vaccine can now join the fight to reduce the incidence of COVID-19. The vaccine was approved by the Russian government with much fanfare on August 11th. President Vladimir Putin personally broke the news on national TV and said one of his daughters had already received it. At the time, the vaccine had only been tested in several dozen people. In the move, elicited criticism from experts both at home and abroad. Kirill Dmitry, CEO of the Russian Direct Investment that bankrolled the development of the shot, called the study in The Lancet chain to the critics of the Russian vaccine. Well, who knows, they could have had these people from Britain paid off in big time there.
to say that vaccine is good stuff, you know. But we'll, I guess we'll see, Moderna and Pfizer and several of these vaccines. And it's a real vaccine, people. I've read some research and some things about the people's hormone. Simone's last name, but she says this is all experimental vaccine. They do not know what's going to happen, whether you're going to die in 3-4 months or a year down the road, or what's going to happen. It's very experimental. It's very got aluminum particles in it, evidently, and these can go to your brain. In there, it's high tech. I mean, you just don't know what's going to happen. Very experimental. They have no problem if something happens. They're not going to happen. So they're not looking at it very close. If something happens to you, anyone else, or the whole country, they are not liable for you dying in any shape, manner. So, we'll see what kind of deal they come up with on that note. I see where Israel is going to give the vaccine to the Palestinians. Says Israel agreed to transfer 5,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine to the Palestinians to immunize frontline medical workers. The Israeli Defense Minister, Benny Gantz, G-A-N-T-Z-S, his office said Sunday it was the first time that Israel confirmed the transfer of vaccines to the Palestinians, who were far behind Israel's against vaccination and have not received inoculation. The World Health Organization raised concerns about the disparity between Israel and Palestinians living in the occupied East Bank and Gaza Strip and international human rights groups. The UN expert said Israel is responsible for the well-being of Palestinians in these areas. Under interim peace agreements reached in the 1990s, Israel said it's not responsible for the Palestinians. Gantz's office said Sunday the transfer was approved and offered no timeline for distribution. No comment from Palestinian officials. Israel is one of the world's leaders in vaccinating its population after striking procurement deals with international drug giants Pfizer and Moderna. So I hope that turns out well. Let's see, it looks like the food team, that's Wuhan, China, the WHO organization, the market in search of coronavirus food. They're kind of a little bit late, aren't they? That's over a year behind here. A World Health Organization team looked into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic on Sunday. The food market in the Chinese city of Wuhan that was looking for many early infections. The team members visited the Wuhan seafood market for about an hour in the afternoon. The market was the site of a December 2019 outbreak of the virus. Scientists suspected the virus came from wild animals sold in the market. The market has since been largely ruled out, but it could provide hints to how the virus spread. So, I think Chinese will run that investigation, so they won't see what's coming out. Looks like President Trump separated from his first legal team. He's working with some more people now. So I'll go ahead and read this excerpt from USA Today. Former President Donald Trump separated from his lead impeachment lawyers just over a week before his Senate trial is set to begin. Two people familiar with the situation said Saturday. South Carolina lawyers are no longer with Trump's defense team. One of the people described the parting as a mutual decision. that reflected a difference of opinion on the direction of the case. Both insisted on anonymity to discuss private conversations. Additions to the legal team were expected. Yeah, he's already picked him up a couple of, I know at least that he's announced, and I don't have their names, so if someone wants to bring that in later, that'd be great. The split injects pressure something into the makeup and strategy of the Trump's defense team as he prepares to face charges that he incited the insurrection to U.S. Capitol on January 6th. The five Senate Republican Black League is in favor of an effort to dismiss the trial before it even starts, making clear the conviction of the former president is unlikely regardless of its defense team. The U.S. and Elliot Gasser, the former federal prosecutor from South Carolina, will also contain one of the people said.
Hey, there is good news. Absolutely,
great news, and that is that God loves us. And so, with that, 9973, W2GIO.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to hear your voice, W2GIO. Mr. Bo says we got to keep our powder dry and be on our knees to pray and stand up against tyranny. So, I know it's kind of a quick mess. I'm going to say 73 and close the door. I appreciate people for checking in. I got my hopes up for next Saturday that it's better. Hopefully Mr. Bill and Mr. Kelly will join us along with others. So as I close the window on this night's Liberty Net, I want to wish Mr. Calabas a good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are out here that are most likely listening to us. And 73 to tonight, Liberty Netters such as Mr. Victor, W1WCR. Mr. Williams, Mr. Jay, and Miss Laura, and Mr. JTPM, if they are absent. And also Mr. James, KS4GES, he's also monitored, but not transmitting. Hopefully when the weather breaks, he'll be doing that. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country, to bless all of you, and thank you. This is KUJY.
Also, dial in on your computers, HR 127, HR 127, and read it. Over.
Roger, roger. Read HR 127, 128, 129, or 130. House resolutions that involve our weapons and additional agents. And if your neighbor says, I don't think that guy stored his weapons properly, they can say, allegedly. Resolution is that they can come check on it. But you still have the Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment says you're secure in your papers and your home. Over.
Roger, roger, Bob.
Get to me really quick again, Bob. Good to hear you in there, Mope.
It is, Mr. Mope, say the numbers again.
Again.
I got it in front of me. It's House Resolution HR 127. House Resolution 127 is to provide firearms, possession, and the registration of firearms. House Resolution 121. That is to provide for hiring of 200 additional ATF explosive agents. House Resolution 125, to amend Title 18 to provide a 7-day wait period for a semi-automatic firearm, and House Resolution 130, to require the safe storage of firearms and ammunition, and to require the investigation of reports of improper storage. Again, your neighbor says, hey, I don't think Larry's storing his weapons properly. You want a House Resolution federal that they can come check. We still have a Fourth Amendment. You are safe in your patients and your own.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much. Over.
Did you get that, Mr. Henry?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Roger, roger. All right, folks. It was a pleasure. I'm going to pull the plug and get your radio breakfast tomorrow with some other ham, so I'm looking forward to that. So, 73.